It is.
Ready?
It's going right now.
Okay.
House rules will come to order at 8:50. In attendance is Representative Davis, Representative Gusendorf, Representative Martin, Representative Fuller, Representative Wallace, Representative Pinellberry, and myself, Representative Miller. The reason this meeting's been called on House Concurrent Resolution 26 by the Rules Committee, proposing amendments to Rule 23 of the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature, relating to committee meetings, providing for an effective date. In your packet, you will see a Rules Committee substitute. In discussions with the House minority, they had a couple of suggestions, which, in my opinion, improved on the resolution. And in two places, on page 1, on line 18, we inserted, if the legislature is in, okay, going on, so if the legislature is not in session, the notice shall be provided to the Legislative Information Office. The office to which the notice is provided shall distribute the notice to each other Legislative Information Office that is open full-time during the interim. This is to take care of committee meetings which are during the interim, so 5-day notice is there. The main intent of House Concurrent Resolution 26 was to deal with a problem that we've encountered, and this is the prior Thursday notice. And in this, we still continue our 5-day notice, we continue the written notice, the calendar is continued to be published, but we're taking out the prior Thursday because one prime example of what happened with the prior Thursday notice was House Concurrent Resolution 13, which was introduced this year. It was introduced on Friday, but because of the prior Thursday notice, it could not show up on the calendar until the next Thursday, and then it had to wait 5 more days after that, because the prior Thursday notice cannot be waived. So this is basically, we've got Mr. Barrier here to answer any questions regarding the legal aspects of it. Sir, any questions?
I understand any questions. General discussion more than anything else, rather than a question. I understand the intent, and I really don't mind the trend that y'all are doing here. I just have a few reservations on the amount of paperwork that it's going to cause, that the committees will be calling up the rules every day, and then the LIO offices around the state, people are going to ask what was added, you know, each day to that fifth day in a distance. I feel that your intents are good, but that's really going to cause more paperwork. This way here, at least the committee chair knows once a week they've got to get that scheduled in. We also have, I don't think you're going to have the same trouble next year, because in 45 days everyone has to have their bills and everything else, and we always end up with emergencies with a special resolution or with a special bill, that those things will always be, and then we waive the rules. It's just that for us sitting down here, it's easier to keep up with. For the public, the whole idea was for public input. And sometimes we see in this week and last week new bills that were entered and already on the schedule, the public don't even know they're entered. It's a matter of us reserving our emotions or whatever, and some of them seem to be.
Well, right now, actually it'll cut down on the amount of paperwork, because right now, each week we're publishing the weekly schedule, but the Chief Clerk's Office each day right now is publishing an update every day. So actually we cut down the paperwork by one copy. Representative Cooper.
Yeah, this is just for the information, Mr. Chairman, for the minority. You said after the 45th.
We're going by my rules.
But if we keep a running total, meaning that 5-day thing, the LIO office, even during session, also has access to that information. We have an additional that's printed, and they get copies of the journals and things too. Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
It shouldn't be any additional problem.
We're
dealing with the rules.
I hope.
Yeah. We have to have a motion, I guess, to adopt it, then we...
We're dealing with the Rules Committee substitute?
Yes. We have to have a motion, I guess, to adopt it. Is there objection? Yeah. Representative Martin.
Object is for discussing of the point, Mr. Chairman, for the sake of the people. One of the problems I've had in the past as well, we should do something to address cancellations. For the sake of the people, more than us legislators, we should do something to address cancellations. We do have the bill is canceled without any reason whatsoever. We're suddenly joined section of people ready for whatever reason. We do have the people know where sections went on longer. We're suddenly a joint session that came in and had it canceled. And usually people know, but I just must throw it up. It's something that we should think about. Yesterday, there was a bill canceled, I know, but I just must throw it up. It's something that we should think about. Yesterday, there was a bill canceled, I know it wasn't my bill, but one was God's bill. We had inquired testimony today on that bill. And it seems to me that to give out the calendars and all the ones canceled, except something canceled without a legitimate reason. It seems to me maybe that say how they obtain or cancel number of leaders rather than day to day or year to year to say how they will handle cancellations rather than getting up on the board and vote hearing on next bill today.
The subject cancellation.
Maybe rules can look into
But that really requires a public forum now.
But that really doesn't help the public. Something like that would be reasonable, like it cancel for the day, but the next day. Something like that would be reasonable, like it cancel for the day, but the next day or the next day. Especially when people have
The chairman decides to postpone for a week. Is the notice still considered to be in effect until then? Change the meeting by delaying it a week, and no subsequent notice is really necessary. He may, says here, he may give notice of the change on the floor, but may not also.
Well, I believe he has to give it to the chamber clerk. And publish as notice in the Journal of the House. The notice of the schedule change shall be announced if a regular floor session occurs in time. The time the meeting was scheduled and the time of the change meeting and
public.
Call for the question.
What happened to the final
call for the question?
And then that was canceled. Whether or not say it's canceled or postponed. The committee chairman, the transportation committee chairman, may or may not have to notify the chief clerk and say on the floor that the meeting is postponed. Is that correct? It's up to the committee, may or may not.
He has to.
All right, so then it's postponed for the time.
He has to.
Let's say on May 12th. The committee chairman says we're going to have a meeting tomorrow on House Bill 100, which we gave notice for back in January.
Well, it has always been our policy that there was notice that it was canceled, so technically there has not been a first. Well, it has always been our policy that has to be given a 5-day notice. There was notice, but it was canceled, so technically there has not been a first hearing of that bill. So there would have to be given a 5-day notice.
Where you don't really have to, once this bill has been physically heard, my understanding, because technically the bill has not been physically heard.
Is that what you're, is that what you're talking about?
Once the bill has been physically heard.
So I think that's the way it is. Now, if the person started preliminary hearings on that bill, then held it over.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is.
Now, wasn't heard the first time, preliminary hearing, so then it would be subject, as was indicated here, to be in the journal.
That'd be different. But if it wasn't heard the first time.
So the deciding factor is whether or not the hearing actually started.
Be in the journal.
And it started, there'd be no problem carrying it on.
Chairman, because if a person, if they're going to continue the bill, they usually indicate then when they're going to hear it again. In the committee,
if they're going to continue the bill, but then it would usually indicate then when they're going to hear it again. In the
call for the question.
Committee minutes.
First of all, the motion to move.
Call for the question.
First of all, the motion to move.
Actually, I may need to make another motion, but that was
my motion.
I'm sorry.
He removed.
Yeah, removed the objection. We're all set.
Close your objection at 9:01. Hearing no objection. If you move out of committee, with that, I will close the meeting at 9:01.
I had 9:13.
Can I sign that right away, Mike?
Sure.
That clock was fast.
I had 9:13.
Sure.